Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Family, today we will complete our teaching titled Prosperity for God's People, which I began on February 6. I trust that every listener enjoyed and benefited from this important teaching, which is able to elevate you to a better financial position in life and cause you to be a greater blessing to others. If you dare to believe and by faith apply the biblical principles we discussed throughout this teaching. This teaching was primarily for Christians. As I stated throughout this teaching, this corrupt economical world system that we live under is not designed for Christians to prosper. Satan's evil system is intentionally designed to keep people in poverty, living from paycheck to paycheck, and in financial debt. However, God's word says that Christians can live above this corrupt economical system that Satan has in place. God's plan for our financial prosperity is not limited by the success of the stock market or who is in control of our White House or if you got that well-deserved salary increase. God will use these channels to bless his people. But remember, God is our source of wealth and not this corrupt world system. God's word clearly tells us that we should not only be wealthy, but financiers of the kingdom of God. Listener, if you received nothing else from this teaching, I want to make it very clear that poverty is a perversion of prosperity, and Satan is the author of poverty, not God. God's plan for his children to prosper financially is based on being obedient to God's word, and his prosperity brings no sorrow. This study consisted of six parts: an introduction, part one, poverty, Satan's plan to keep Christians ineffective, part two, the law of sowing and reaping, part three, the blessing of Abraham, part four, how to activate the blessing, and part five, seed time and harvest. Listener, if this is your first time with us, we welcome you and ask that you please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the previous episodes of this teaching, now archived under our radio broadcast page. We do not want you to have a gap of information on this critical teaching. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. As a reminder, God's prosperity is not only about money, but it most definitely includes financial wealth. This teaching was not about spiritual prosperity or physical prosperity. These topics are important too and have their place in God's word. But this study was on financial prosperity, which I believe has not been sufficiently taught or taught according to the Word of God in the church today. Therefore, this biblical study was about Christians claiming their legal right to God's riches on this earth and living in financial abundance. Please note that I will be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible translation today, unless otherwise stated. Let's finish part five, seed, time, and harvest. Before I ran out of time last week, we had just read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, and I was explaining that we are in control of the blessings and the curses that come upon us. Again, I say, Satan cannot put anything on you without your permission, and you give Satan permission to steal, kill, and destroy you by disobeying God's word. Family, We must choose life in Jesus by obeying God's word. Let's reread Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. Again, I will be reading out of the Amplified Study Bible. Deuteronomy 30, starting with verse 19. It says, I, God, call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. Therefore, you shall choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. Verse 20. By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding closely to him, for he is your life, your good life, your abundant life, your fulfillment, and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord promised or swore to give you to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Family, this is such an important scripture, and I do want to highlight these key phrases that will help us understand how we can live in that blessed state all the days of our lives and also leave a mighty inheritance for the future generations. Let's go back to verse 19. Again, God is speaking, and he says that he set before us life and death, blessing and the curse, so that we could choose freely. Remember, we are free will agents, and he wants you to make the right choice. So he's given you two options, and just in case you might miss the mark, he tells you what to choose so that you can benefit from all that he's provided in his word. It goes on to say, therefore, you shall choose life in order that you may live. And then not just you, but your descendants as well. And this is how you're going to live in that blessed state. Verse 20 describes it very clearly. It says, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, or in other words, his word, then he says, he is your life, your good life, your abundant life, your fulfillment, and the length of your days. My goodness, that is an awesome thing to know that by being obedient to God's word, you're going to live a long and prosperous life on this earth realm. Now, it continues on by saying that the Lord did promise this to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we have already studied out the blessing of Abraham. But just as a reminder, Abraham is considered the father of faith in the Bible. And his inheritance, that was material inheritance, is eternal. So that anyone who chooses to follow the word of God through Jesus Christ has this eternal inheritance already set for them. So family, this is good news, good news, good news. Now, I would like to take the next few minutes to summarize this last part of this teaching, seed, time, and harvest. First, the seed is equal to the tithe and offerings you give or plant into good ground, the storehouse or ministry that is doing the work of the Lord. Remember, it takes time for a seed to grow and eventually give fruit. But do not lose heart. Your financial seed is growing and will give a return in due time according to your planting. The more you give, the more you will receive. And don't let Satan talk you out of your blessing by telling you that giving to the kingdom of God is the pastor's trick to take your money. Family, you are not giving your tithes and offerings to the pastor, but unto the Lord with love and obedience to his word. Remember, God does not need your money. He lives in a wealthy place already. Rather, God is looking to establish his covenant here on earth through your gifts and talents and the goodwill offerings of his children. In doing so, he will bless us with material wealth through his divine law of sowing and reaping, so that we can continue to be blessed and be a blessing. That is something to shout about. You know, it is an awesome thing to be covered by the Word of God, to be obedient to His Word, and as a result of our obedience, we get blessed. Amen. Secondly, after you have planted your financial seed into good ground, that is a godly ministry, you will have to water your financial seed by confessing God's word over your giving. So keep speaking the word over your finances by faith. And please make, please make good use of this prosperity confessions that are currently on our devotional page by way of our website at kccfc.net. Last but not least, don't limit your harvest by expecting that the only channel of blessing in your life is your job or your retirement fund. God will use these channels to further bless you, but He is well able to move the hearts of men that you know and do not know to give to you. You purpose in your heart to allow God to use His infinite resources to bless you, whereupon your faith confession should be to thank the Heavenly Father that big money is coming from the north, south, east, and west to meet your every need and desire in abundance so that you can continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ and so that you may leave an inheritance to your children's children. To conclude my teaching on prosperity for God's people, I want to read some additional verses from God's holy word that clearly tells us that God's plan for His children is to live victoriously in financial wealth. Let's go to Psalm 35, verse 27. Psalm 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication and want what is right for me. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who delights and takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Oh my goodness, this is good news, family. I want to highlight that last sentence of this scripture. It said, let the Lord be magnified who delights and takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Not only does He delight in it, but He pleasures that we prosper on this earth realm. Remember, prosperity is, when we're talking about in the Word of God, is all-encompassing, spirit, soul, and body. But it definitely includes financial prosperity. No one can ever argue with us with regards to finances. That has to be a part of God's prosperity, because how else will we meet the needs of our daily routines or for the future needs? Prosperity, financial prosperity, is part of God's plan for His children, and He delights in His children being prosperous. Praise God. Now let's finish with Psalm chapter 37. I'm going to read verses 4, 9, 18, and then we're going to drop down to verses 21 through 25. Again, Psalm 37, we're going to start with verse number 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. Verse 9, for those who do evil will be cut off, but those who wait or serve the Lord, they will inherit the land. Verse 18, the Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will continue forever. Verse 21 says, the wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and kind and gives. Verse 22, for those blessed by God will at last inherit the land, but those cursed by Him will be cut off. 23, the steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and the Lord delights in His way and blesses his path. Verse 24. When he falls, he will not be hurled down, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand and sustains him. Verse 25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous, those in right standing with God, abandoned, or his descendants pleading for bread. This passage and various verses that I read out of Psalm 37 are very important. It just lets you know how important God sees our financial blessing. And as a result of our obedience, he will continue to bless us financially. Not just financially, but it most definitely includes finances. So let's start with verse number 4. I want to highlight those key phrases that lets us know that we are legally, by the word of God, entitled to operate in prosperity. The last part of the verse says that he will give us the desires and petitions of our heart. Not just our needs, but our desires and petitions of our heart. Family, I want you to know that we should think big, because we serve a big and living God. Not just for us to squander the monies that he's given us, but that we could enjoy this wonderful world that God created for you and me. And we should have dreams, big dreams, desires that are in our heart that he wants to establish in our life if we only obey his word. Verse number 9 says, if we serve the Lord, we will inherit the land. If we serve the Lord, that means that we're obedient to do what God has called us to do. It says we will inherit the land. Amen and amen. Verse 18 says that God knows the days of the blameless. That's who we are. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we are righteous. We are blameless. And it's us. Our inheritance will continue forever. Just like that eternal inheritance that was promised to Abraham, well, we have an inheritance that we should have continue on long after we are gone, so that the generations to follow will sit in a better place financially, so they can continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Verse 21, last part of that scripture says, the righteous is gracious and kind and gives. Wow. Now, when it talks about a righteous person, it is talking about someone who has right standing with God. And for those of us who have received Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we know that our righteousness is in Jesus, that he is the one who paid the cost so that we can have a life with our Heavenly Father. We can be called the children of God because we have been declared righteous. We have right standing. And it says that we, the righteous, not only are we gracious, we are kind, and we give. And we've already discussed in great detail about what we must do in order to finance the kingdom of God. We need to plant seed, financial seed, so that the word of God can go all over the world and we can complete what Jesus told us to complete. So we got a job to do, family. But this job that the Lord has given us can be done with ease and with comfort, because he's going to give us the finances if we're obedient to do our part. He will provide the abundance so that we can get the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen and amen. Verse 22, it says, for those blessed by God, and family, that's you and I, we have been blessed by God, will at last inherit the land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 23. Then it says the righteous man, that's the one that delights in the Lord, in his ways. And as a result, the Lord will delight in our way and bless us in our path. So the Lord delights in us succeeding, prospering, and he blesses his path, you and I. And we need to be blessed if we want to live on this earth realm. This earth was created for the God's people. We are His children. We deserve what God has provided for us because we are obedient to His word. So don't feel like, wow, I don't know, this money issue is just way too big for me. No, no, no. This issue of financial prosperity is frowned upon only because Satan has put that in your mind and in the mind of the church. Satan has cleverly infiltrated the church to say that financial gain, wealth, and riches is not Christian life. That is a lie spawned in the pit of hell. Satan wants you thinking poor and beat down because he knows that it takes big money to get the word of God around the world. And he does not want us to complete our assignment. So you just pay close attention to all these verses that we studied out in this study so that you can know that God's plan is for financial prosperity. And in Him, we are going to do what we have been called to do, and that is to prosper financially and be a blessing to others. Verse 24 says, "The Lord sustains us." We don't have to worry about those trips that Satan tries to put in front of us. He cannot cause us to be defeated. We already got the victory in Jesus, and He's the one that will sustain us. Amen. Verse 25, this is one scripture that I truly appreciate and enjoy because I'm at that age where my years ahead of me are less than those years that I have already lived out. But the Lord says, "I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous, those in right standing with God, abandoned or his descendants pleading for bread." That's something good. That's something that each and every one of us should aspire to. That when we get to a certain age and we look back at those years that have already passed us, that today we, because we're standing right before God, He will not abandon us, and we, our descendants, will not be pleading for bread. In other words, we're going to leave an inheritance that they can count on and that they can use to further the gospel. Well, family, this concludes my teaching on prosperity for God's people. Next week, I will begin a new teaching titled, "The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God." You don't want to miss this powerful message, as it will provide you the tools to put spiritual pressure over every challenge in life. As a result, you will live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I do have a few minutes before my time is up, so I would like to start by giving you at least the introduction of the new teaching, "The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God." Again, next week, we will get into the introduction or the extensive introduction. But just for today, let me give you a little bit about what we will be discussing. I hope that it will inspire you to come back next week and tune in for our new lesson. So we will be starting a new teaching again titled, "The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God." Most Christians know that praying should be a part of our life, but there are far too many who do not understand how to pray effectively. Therefore, this teaching is designed to explain in detail why it is important to pray daily and which type of prayer to use for a specific challenge you are facing, whereupon guaranteeing that your prayer will be heard by our Heavenly Father and your need met each and every time you pray. This study will consist of 10 parts: an introduction, which we will begin next week; part 1, prayer of agreement; part 2, petition prayer; part 3, intercessory prayer; part 4, anointing with oil; part 5, laying on of hands; part 6, gifts of healings; part 7, prayer of praise and worship; part 8, special anointings; part 9, prayer of consecration and dedication. You will find out from this teaching that each of these types of prayers have clear biblical rules that must be followed if we want our prayers answered. God's biblical rules gives us instructions on what to say and which prayer should be used. When you pray according to the appropriate biblical rules, you will never again wonder if God heard you or if you will receive the petition of your prayer. In short, your prayer life will increase and bring you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Family, you're going to find out that prayer is not just hoping and a praying, but if you follow the guidelines that I'm going to give you based on biblical scripture, I know you will be blessed and be glad that this issue of prayer will be so simplified that you will understand how to pray effectively. Just as too many Christians are just hoping and a praying, but thank God that He has given us clear instructions on how to pray effectively, and that's exactly what we'll be studying. So please come back next Wednesday as we start our new teaching, The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. Amen.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.